This boy band were huge in the 90s. We're talking Boyzone, the band that launched Ronan Keating's career from the band. Shane joins us now. Good morning.
What's the crack?
What was that?
I said, what's the crack?
Oh.
Said, hello, how are you?
Oh, hello. I thought you were swearing at me. That's all right. Good.
Jesus, no, never to call. Hell. No, I said, what's the crack? And then, hello.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I just thought you might have been swearing on radio, but you bet you're not. That's good.
That'd be a really bad start to the whole thing, wouldn't it?
It would be.
It's lucky that we've got a delay then.
Yeah, that's right.
We can just beep those things out.
Shane, I'm actually doing my first ever gig this Saturday. I have learnt to play guitar in the space of 4 weeks. And when I say learnt to play...
poorly.
And my lovely co-host here, Chris, has lined up a concert. I'm going to be performing at the Oak Flats Pool. A group of Wave FM.
You know what? I think when you stand on that stage and you hold that guitar in your hand and you look upon the crowd, you're going to be scared. Let's not lie about that. But make sure your hands, you can free them up to string them chords, because otherwise it's going to go really bad.
That's what I'm afraid of, Shane.
And it's a moment in the sun, Shane. Like, you don't have to worry about what sort of crowd it is. It doesn't matter that it's probably going to be 55-year-olds who are probably more interested in diving into the pool than listening to Jade strum a guitar. It's still a crowd, mate. It's still a stage.
I 100% agree with that. It is a crowd. And you take your moment and you make sure that you can pluck them strings like you pluck them eyebrows.
I hope she's better at guitar playing than plucking eyebrows.
Well, I can't see your eyebrows right now, but I'm only presuming they look lovely.
Oh, look, they do, because, yeah, somebody else does them for me. But you said that you've only been here once. Ronan Keating, did you forget to take him home last time you guys were here?
Ronan has been adopted by Oz. And you know what? When we're here and back in the UK right now, I'm in London, and he talks about missing down under. He talks about the amazing times that he always spent there. And it's kind of like, dude, why can't we go there? We've been kind of saying that for years. But actually, that's why we're coming there, because he champions Australia so much. We're like, okay, we want to go there. We want to know what you know. We want to know why you love that place. So that's what we're doing. We're coming to see the people because of Ronan Keating.
Now, we've seen the Spice Girls finally get their reunion act together for next year as well. How hard is it to put this together? Like, is it a matter of managers talking to other managers going, oh, can we make this happen? Does this fit with your schedule? Or do you boys actually get in contact with each other and go, hey, let's do this. When does it work for you?
You know, you're 100% right. The cogs that have to be put together to make all these wheels turn can be very difficult and very kind of mishaps. But I think for the last 2 years, we've been making this album, making it the right way and the way we believe that we want to kind of sign off to say, this is who we are as a band. 25 years later in the music industry, it's the best album we've ever done in my eyes, for sure.
Shane, is it safe to say that you're the feisty one out of the group?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, no, I don't know. I've just got a picture of you looking at me right now and you're flipping me the bird.
I tell you what I am, perhaps expressive one, not feisty, just expressive. And I guess if you back me into a corner, I'll come out fighting.
Yeah, and you'll just say it like it is, say what you really think.
Yeah, pretty much. I kind of just do what I do. I am who I am. I apologize to those who don't understand me. But I fight for those who want to understand themselves.
Well, we love people who fight for the underdog, so we're going to love it when you come to Australia and visit our country next year.
Thank you very much. You know what? We're really looking forward to it.
If you need a backup guitarist, get in contact with my people, because I'm sure I'm available on the 5th of April when you're in Sydney.
Let me have a look at the footage when I see you play, when you step on that stage and you don't freeze up. If you don't freeze up,
yeah,
you're in. All right?
Yes.
Got a deal.
Yes!
Thank You and Good Night is the album. It is out now for Boyzone. Tickets go on sale today for their Australian shows. You can find out more details on our website, wavefm.com.au. Shane from Boyzone, thanks for having a chat this morning, mate.
God bless you guys. See you soon.